With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. While the Vols get a rest, Week 9 looked as expected from the rest of the SEC, other than Week 10's Tennessee opponent. We're talking Tennessee. We're talking SEC. Get on in here with us.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, you know, if this week doesn't go well, we're going to have to change that intro from a whole lot of southern charm to a whole lot of southern comfort.
Oh, because we're playing the coal miners this weekend, and they're famous for coal and bourbon.
Yeah.
Coal and bourbon, that's what they're famous for. Horses a little bit.
A little bit of horse, yeah. Just that little
They'll
bit.
Probably date them. You think they should have been, that should have been their mascot, not the Wildcats.
Should have, yeah. Something with Colts, maybe.
Or Phillies. Dusters. The Dusters.
Change their name every year depending on who wins. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Kentucky Derby, but that's in Louisville. That's where the race happens.
We're not going to spend too much time on Week 9. A few things to touch on the bye week, leaving us more time to talk about the Kentucky game after the break in the middle. You've got Duke, you've got the Bird, you've got Tennessee Fan Talk, and we, watchers and listeners, have a invitation.
The royal we.
For the royal we. We have an invitation for you, so if you will head over to our link tree that is located in the description of this episode and schedule yourself for next week's episode, post-Kentucky. The first one to get on that Calendly app that we have on that link tree, first one to do, will receive a Tennessee Vols tumbler or a custom Yeti tumbler if you wish, because you may already have a Tennessee Vols one. You receive that after the recording of the show.
Or any school of your choice, right?
Yeah,
technically.
Sure.
I mean, if I mean, for some reason we run across
a Mississippi State
Vanderbilt fan. All 12 of them.
We appreciate that. We always like having a guest, so a little incentive for you to come on and face your fears. It's really not that bad. I mean, come on. If we can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, we just do it for funsies.
In the last week of AP rankings, of course, Tennessee stays the same. A lot of people stayed the same, including the top four.
I was shocked. I figured we would drop. We normally do after we have a week off.
Well,
we go down.
We went up during our last bye week.
No, we didn't.
Yes. Go listen to the episode.
I don't listen to any of the episodes. That's the trick.
We stay at 7. Bama moves up 1. Vandy falls off. I mean, I don't think they should have fell off. If anything, Mizzou moved to 25. Vandy should have stayed at 25, and Mizzou.
No. They should. I mean, if that's the case, then you should have said Navy would have stayed at 25, and Navy got the doors blown off of them.
Mizzou got the doors blown off of them.
Why, sure. Eli Drinkwitz, that bum. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a video floating around out there that, like, he's talking smack to the Alabama players, and he was saying, if I had my quarterback.
My goodness gracious.
He's such a, like I said, he's never played in a freaking organized sport ever. I bet he's the worst slow pitch softball guy to play with. He's telling you to use two hands. He is that kind of guy.
He's the guy that trips and falls rounding second.
He coaches church league softball, and he's telling you to slide in the second base with shorts on. That's what he is. I hope he gets the Florida job.
Oh, yeah, me too. So Florida can go through yet another coach.
I mean, if he was been so good with his quarterback that's a member of the AARP.
Yeah. Oh, as we predicted, Ole Miss over Oklahoma and Arkansas. Just what is Mississippi State? What is going on?
Hey, they've got better. They have gotten better as the years went on. It's hard to say when you're 1-7 and 0-5 in league play, but they have got more competitive. And at the end of the day, that's all football coaches looking for. Just be competitive. Show me your heart. So, you know, that kind of bull crap.
When they're at home, and it's normally Cowbell City, if you're 1-7, 0-5, is it not as loud as it normally is? Or
they should be sponsored by Bluebell Ice Cream. They should put on the Bluebell Ice Cream field.
Of course, Alabama handing Mizzou a big goose egg. Slow start, you know, very, very, very slow start for Alabama, which is just weird. And, you know, they had it, of course, against us, but their Georgia fast start is just what throws everything off. Either that or Georgia just has a hard time defending in the first.
Well, Georgia's always been kind of slow with Kirby.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since he's been there, they've been a little slow out the gate.
Pick it up, their fourth quarter team.
Oh, well, let's just say second half. They make adjustments in the half. Good coaches make adjustments in the half.
Good.
I'm telling myself that because we've been doing that this year. I'm telling myself that because we've been a second half team too. And before, we've always been a first half team and took the foot off the gas. So, you know.
Texas, with two field goals after the half to barely escape Vanderbilt.
You better be scared about that. Our last game of the season, if we win, we're in the either the SEC championship and we lose, that's so Tennessee, it's not even funny.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I just saw a tweet not too long ago that said, how are we feeling about Vanderbilt? Like,
okay. I got a hypothetical that just popped in my head. Would you rather lose to Georgia and then lose to Mississippi State and know your season was over, or would you rather lose to Georgia? I don't want to pull the card on Kentucky because I'm always nervous about that. But then you come to the last game of the year and you get beat by Vanderbilt. Mm. What would you rather have?
Can I go with none of the above?
Nope. I take the Mississippi State loss all day long.
No.
Because for one, like I said, it's your
team that bad. A team that, I mean, at least Vanderbilt is showing promise this year. And if they're going to be a tough team, they're going to be a tough team. I don't want to take a Mississippi State loss. No.
So you'd rather take the Vanderbilt loss last game of the year than knock you out of the playoffs for sure? Like,
yes.
Nope. Not me.
What if we beat Georgia, beat Mississippi State?
Then lose to Vanderbilt. I still think we're in.
See?
Okay.
I picked the LSU, and you had the A&M. You said that you thought LSU was some fraudulence going on down there. And you'd be right.
Nussmeier, a little fraudulent, three interceptions in the second half. I mean, they were up 17-7 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And now, A&M made a quarterback change with Marcel Reed, by the way, Vanderbilt, or Middle Tennessee kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know.
I can't remember what school he went to. But it was one of the academies in Nashville is where he went to school at.
Like Brentwood Academy?
No, it wasn't that one. Nope.
Battleground Academy?
Nope, not that one. I can't. I know it's not those two, but you can't say nothing else. I don't know.
Ooh, you're going to make me
Google it.
You're going to make me
Google it if you know that.
Montgomery Bell.
Yep, there you go.
Montgomery Bell. Isn't that out Dixon way? No,
I have no idea.
I don't know where to. And last and certainly least, Auburn. I mean, 1-4 Auburn and 1-5 now Kentucky.
Talking SEC record here, folks, not overall. They're both 3-5.
3-5 overall. Yep. Yeah, those were conference numbers. I just... What do you...
And Mark Stoops could have been the coach of A&M. Could you imagine?
When everyone else is handed... And Auburn, their one win was over whom? Oh, no.
Who was their one SEC win?
Yeah.
Oh, it happened yesterday against Kentucky.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Kentucky. Who was their Kentucky's one win again? Ole Miss, right?
Old Piss. Old Piss. That's right.
What do you say? You said it was a snooze fest.
I guess you could say Auburn turned into the EPA.
Clean up the coal mine. Clean up the coal.
Protect the environment from the coal miners. Yes, sir.
So they win. Does Auburn keep? You know, because we've always said for years we've talked about Auburn and their identity crisis. What do they keep now? Because they beat Kentucky. Do they keep War Eagle or?
Well, I mean, I would have to think that there's a fan. There has to be a strip club down at Toomer's Corner called the Eagle's Nest. I feel like if there's not, there should be. Thank you. Give me my royalties. The strip club is the Eagle's Nest. There has to be something.
Oh, where Tigers get in for free.
Yeah, sure.
On a win. On a win.
They go. The Tigers go look, watch the Cougars.
Oh.
And they have a free lunch buffet on Wednesday.
Ooh, we could take
eggs
that.
And eggs we on Friday.
We could take that a little further, but we're not going to.
I wonder what they score on the FDA. Whatever, you know, where they check. No. 69. But
hair nets are required in multiple locations.
Got something in my teeth.
Oh, God, we got it. Well, now it's time to go to break. We're going to step away, go to break, and then we're going to spend this time talking about Tennessee, Kentucky, a little history, a little what we think going on in the
league. Maybe the beer barrel coming back? I have no insider. I wish. I could only wish.
We'll see you back right after whatever
on the other
plays
side.
For you.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Leading into week 10. Playing, hosting Kentucky.
It feels like it should be week 2. That's how fast it's went by.
It has just blown by. Vols have won the last 3 meetings. They've gone 8-2 over the last 10. And they're 84-26 all time. The longest streak, I loved the longest streak. And it is what sets up the Dukes Garantano for life.
Death. Taxes. Tennessee comes off flat out of a bye week.
I love how that one moved into third poll.
Well, that's you got to leave the suspense. And the fourth one is Tennessee beats Kentucky in football. No matter what the location is, we got
the longest streak of that. 1985,
before I was born.
Not me.
3 years before I was born,
through 2010. And do you know who holds the last loss? I teed it up there for you because we won the last 3.
You talking about quarterback? Oh, I know that one.
So, no.
Who? Garantano, bro.
The last loss was Pruitt and Co. at home in 2020, 34-7. I think they had Eric
Gray. I remember that. Yeah, we got the doors blown off of us.
Yeah, that was... But, man, the right after that Hooker's year, that one I love rewatching. I actually still have it saved, where they scored a touchdown in the first 3 seconds. You know, just a little flat, across the flat pass, good block, off to the races. Love it. Love it. And I don't think that was at home. That was there. Yeah, 21, that was there.
And 21? 21. I think 22. I think I was at that game. Was that where we just squeaked it out at the end?
Last year we...
No. I'm talking... I know I wasn't there last year. I think it was 21 because I got in a fight at... Well, I almost got in a fight at Two Keys. I was just walking by with my Tennessee stuff and on.
21 was the... Yeah, 45-42. 22 was 44-6. And last year was 33-27.
Yep, I was at that game, and I about got in a fight for having Tennessee stuff on at a Kentucky bar, which, what can you do, right? I don't live there.
You're like, I wouldn't be caught dead in Kentucky blue.
Sure. Is that why they chose blue, because of the blue grass? No. Or did they name the blue grass because of the blue of the University of Kentucky? Or, what came first, chicken or the egg?
Or... They knew
it's the complete opposite from red and black.
Or they knew that they sucked, and they're always going to be blue.
Well, they're pretty good at basketball.
Are they going to be now, though? Calipari's gone?
I think they got a pretty good swimming team.
I can't go there. Oh, speaking of basketball.
Basketballs on the court tonight at... Food City. Played at the Food City.
Food City Center.
That's what they should have called it. Well, just come play at the Food City, because that's what we call it. That's what they. You want to go to the Food City? It's always the Food City.
Come play at the. Play at
I don't
the
need to go city. To Food City. I need to go to the Food City.
Because there's just the one.
Well, it's just like the University of Ohio, the University of Tennessee, the Food City.
The Food City. Yeah, they lose their exhibition, not that it matters. And newsflash, Kentucky actually won theirs, because under Calipari, they had a hard time winning exhibition games for some strange reason. Tennessee normally dominates in them, so kind of weird.
Well, we ain't got Don't Connect no more. I'm just curious to see how Arkansas will be at basketball this year, because back when I was a kid, Arkansas was really good. And now they have Calipari.
Yeah,
and they got the slobber hog painted on the middle of the basketball court. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have not.
They put their old logo. I think they call it the slobber hog because it's got like spit coming out of his mouth. Mm. Until Tennessee puts the state of Tennessee back in the middle of Thompson Bowling Arena, I'm not going to be happy.
Dalton Connect is a madman in the NBA.
Oh yeah, he done signed a deal with Jordan Brand. Is that like foreshadowing that maybe the University of Tennessee will turn into a Jordan Brand school like Florida and Oklahoma?
Possible.
I mean, he only played at Tennessee for 2 years, so just foreshadowing.
And little Tennessee ambassador coming back trying to push Jordan swag.
I bet he's got a deal with the Food City. Probably Petro's chili and chips too.
Free Terry's potato chips for life.
Free Terry's potato chips. That's exactly right. For life.
And then stop by the
Pals?
Pals. Sweet tea pat from Pals.
Yeah. Peachy tea. You got to get the peachy tea, folks. Peachy tea. Just make sure you mix it up, because they put all the syrup in the bottom, and if you take a sip of it, it'll just be straight peach syrup. So make sure you stir it up. Pro tip.
Ugh. Yeah, that's kind of like when you go somewhere and you're like, you got any peach tea? And they're like, yeah, we can do anything with the syrups at the bar.
Well, that's what everybody does. Mm. That's how they do it. You just got to mix it up.
Little prediction time for the week. Week 10. You pulled up, ready to go? Yep. Okay.
I'm getting there. I'm ready.
Ole Miss at Arkansas.
Hey, buddy, I think you better watch out for Arkansas. They're getting better. Ole Miss is frauds. And Ole Miss is probably like their coach, Lane Kiffin, that when there's really nothing to play for, they really don't care anymore. Mm. And I don't think they really have anything to play for.
No, not 6-2, 2-2 in the SEC.
2-2 in the conference. I mean.
Man, Talen Green and Dart are you know.
Jackson Dart's been kind of a fraudulent this year, too.
You got to trust.
I don't know if Trey Harris will be back. He was hurt this week, which he is really good. He's very good.
You got to trust Lane Kiffin and offense. Yeah.
Make the call.
I got to go Ole Miss. I got to go Ole
Miss. Because I'm going to make the call, too. I'm calling the Hogs, baby.
Something like 28-24 type deal.
I'm calling the Hogs. 42-35 Hogs.
Let's see.
By the way, if you want to go and look at Vegas, if we're talking about the next game, the 12:45 game,
mm-hmm.
Auburn's favored, which is crazy.
That is absolute crazy.
I mean, Vegas had Vanderbilt. You could have thrown money on it like crazy because before the season started, there was their win total for the year was 2.5.
Mm-hmm. 5-3, 2-2 as well. I'm going Vandy.
Well, sure. I think that's the smart play. Diego Pavia is good, or Pavia, or however you say it. He's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I love how he's their leading passer and rusher.
Well, I mean, is that good or bad? I mean, it's good, but is it bad?
But it is. It is bad.
Yeah. I mean, give me Vanderbilt, too.
And then I love this one on the app only.
Welcome to the SEC, Oklahoma. We see that you're getting your crap together by scheduling Maine in the middle of the year.
Oh man. And
Jackson Arnold's back is starting quarterback too, by the way.
And he is, and both these teams 4-4. I kind of want to pull for Maine on this.
They have to play in a dome, right? It's probably too cold up there. I don't know.
It may not be.
Ain't got enough funds.
Yeah. And well,
I think Oklahoma blows the doors off of them.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Well, I mean, it would be funny if they didn't.
It would be very funny, but Oklahoma, yeah, like 38-10 type Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what used to be the 3:30 CBS game, now the ABC.
The world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
And
can't be called that anymore, but that's what it's called.
And Florida's going to need some cocktails because they're going to take another loss.
You're right.
4-3, 2-2 versus.
I feel like Kirby Smart could curb stomp these guys, and if they get the chance, I think they will.
No, I think they should. He didn't.
It just depends on if the police shows up, because it is Georgia.
Definitely Georgia. Who knows? You know, who knows what Kirby Smart does as far as when he just kind of takes his foot off the gas, but.
I mean, Carson Beck hasn't been doing what I thought he should be doing this year.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Trevor Etienne is also not good.
How in the world this game, next game, the 4:15 game, made it on SEC Network when Oklahoma's is just going to be on app only?
Well, they probably owe Mississippi State one. It's like, we got you. We owe you one because, you know they divvy it out before the year starts. You're going to get this many games here. This is like everybody gets the SEC pregame show, kind of like our college game day, except whatever the SEC. I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't know. I don't like it because I can't stand Paul Feinbaum. He's just as bad as Lee Corso.
The 2-6 UMass going to the 1-7 Mississippi State. Who's their one win against?
Kent State, wasn't it?
Kent State or Kennesaw, one of them. Yeah.
Michael Van Buren Jr. He sounds like he should be running for office.
He should be running for something.
Hey, can you pronounce the UMass's quarterback's name? Because
no,
I cannot.
Not a chance.
I have no chance.
Yeah. Something about.
Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. Paulson Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. For the listeners at home, it's spelled P-H-O-M-M-A-C-H A-N-H. Pocahontas?
What? Sun Pouch Wanahakalugi. ours is 7:45. The 7:30 ABC / ESPN Plus. They don't know.
No, that means it's on both.
It's going to be on both.
That means it's on both. That's what that means. Yes.
Number 10, Texas A&M at South Carolina.
That's a sneaky place to play at night.
A&M.
I went there 2 years ago. It's a sneaky place to play.
A&M.
Got to watch out for the cock ring.
A&M.
The cockpit. Oh, yeah, I think A&M wins. But I don't know. Sellers is good. And, I mean, Beamer might have the signs for all we know.
Yeah. It's November, so look out, folks. This is when all the cheating starts from Beamer Ball.
Beamer's out there slutting around saying, give me some money.
That's right. Hurry
up from Oregon. Oregon's buying signs.
And then, of course, the 7:45 Kentucky at Tennessee. I think this is one of these times, especially after the little dancing kid from Florida has been all over the internet saying, Heupel just needs to open up the playbook.
Is he from Florida?
No. The Florida game.
Oh, yeah.
And they get him on there and said, if Heupel was here right now, what would you say to him? I tell him to tell his offensive coordinator to open up the playbook.
Sounds like he listens to his daddy too much, and it looks like his daddy lets him eat McDonald's too much.
Little E. coli burgers.
Sure.
Yeah.
I always think it's a trap game out of a bye week, so I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you are.
It's probably blackout, because this game used to be the South Carolina game around Halloween.
Yeah. Yes, it did. Yeah, always.
I mean, this was always – I mean, we should have played them yesterday. It was like
– Right.
How it worked.
Right. But, generally, yeah, in the past.
I mean, I think we score in the first half, put that way. I think we score a touchdown in the first half.
I hope we come out of the gate scoring.
But we also might give up more than 20 points, because we haven't gave up more than 20 points all year. Do you know that stat?
No. 42. 13.
10. Oh.
We were there.
I say 28 to 10.
Nah.
Balls. It'll be ugly.
Nah. It's going to be a beatdown.
I hope Dylan Sampson just curb stomps every one of these cats, and they go back to the coal mines and get to digging.
That's right.
They want to work overtime on Sunday. They want to get back early.
Beatdown. Listeners, watchers, thank you very much. Another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Go Vols.
Big Orange.
Been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange, and see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.